Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
December 2nd, Pastoral Prophecy, Revelation 1, 4-11. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice with a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. We see that John begins moving us in to the revelation. He says, behold, or some translations have, look. He's just revealing what he's seeing in the Spirit. The Lord, by the Holy Spirit, who is the voice of God, transports him into these visionary revelations to get a picture. His primary exhortation throughout this letter to the church is not to trust and obey, but to look and listen, basically to behold. He says it here in verse 7, behold, or look, he is coming with the clouds. And then in verse 18, look, I am alive forever. And then chapter 4, verse 2, look, a throne and one sitting on it. Chapter 5 and verse 5, look, the lion has overcome. Chapter 14 and verse 1, look, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. Chapter 19 and verse 11, look, a white horse, and he who sits upon it is called faithful and true. Chapter 21 and verse 3, look, the tabernacle of God is among people, and he will dwell with them. It's this whole unveiling. Another phrase that John likes is opened, like a door is open to heaven. In chapter 4 and verse 1, he says, I looked and look, a door open in heaven. In chapter 11, heaven was opened. Chapter 15, heaven was opened. Chapter 19, I saw heaven open. What he's referring to is a revelation of a world that's on a different plane than us. I've been giving a lot of thought to that recently. I think we tend to think of earth and heaven as parallel realities. I see them as intersecting realities, and for us to really understand, there needs to be an unveiling and opening up because it's on a different plane. Can't even get our mind around it. Some of our best imaginations are just taking the best of earth and multiplying it over, but heaven is just beyond anything that we can think. And so getting a new heaven and a new earth is a transformation that's taking place. The old doesn't get destroyed, but it's at a different plane to get our minds around. That's why Paul prays that the eyes of our hearts would be open so that we would understand some of the mystery of this inheritance that's before us. And John, in his pastoral sense here, is pointing to the fact that we are going to be people that participate in the tribulation that he has gone through, that Jesus initiated for us. In verse 9, he says, I, John, your brother and partner in tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus. Fascinating. Your brother and partner in tribulation and kingdom. The partner word there is the word koinonia, where we get our fellowship. We have what one author calls a cruciform hope. We get there through the cross. We don't have a comfort hope. We're not victims. but we're reigning as participants, and along the way, we can get crushed. John wants our eyes open. The Flemish mystic, John Rysbrek, who lived in the 1200s and 1300s, talked about three advents of Jesus. We often refer to the first and second coming. His first was his incarnation, and his second is the one we're looking for. John says there's a third coming of Jesus, and that's when he comes into our hearts. Corrie ten Boom said it this way: if Jesus were born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, but not in me, I would still be lost. And so the declaration to the church at Laodicea that's going to come up in the next chapters, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," is an invitation to us. God is saying, allow your sanctified imaginations to become wide-eyed. Don't be people stuck in a secular age where you're no longer enchanted, but allow these words to quicken us and make us alive. My now what in this is kind of a exhortation is, don't read or listen to Revelation to try to figure everything out. Read and hear to be mystified and reassured that in the mystery, Jesus is still King and he's working things out for his glory and for our good. Lord, we come to you with eyes that sometimes get crusted over. We sometimes are not enchanted people living in this secular age. We ask that the veil would be removed and that we as John would be able to say, look, heaven is being opened. And so we give ourselves to you in this task. In Jesus' name, amen.